The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, well, hello everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the big show. Good to have you with us today. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You will need this. 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. As always, open lines on the last hour of the Todd Starnes radio program. I do want to go right now, though, to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us our good friend from the great state of Georgia, Congressman Jody Heiss. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Todd, always an honor to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, I got to tell you, very excited about what's happening in your state with this voter ID law that the governor signed. This, I think, is a step forward that the rest of the nation should consider. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, it's really fantastic. You know, this is all about election integrity. It's about securing the votes. It's about restoring the confidence of the voters in Georgia. And hats off to the Georgia General Assembly for doing a fantastic job at accomplishing that, closing some of the gaping holes that had been created by our Secretary of State. And holes, Todd, that quite frankly opened wide the possibility of fraud and all sorts of irregularities. And the General Assembly has come up and cleaned up the mess that he's created, and a super step in the right direction. I'm really proud of what they've done.
You know, I still have a hard time coming to terms with why so many Democrats consider this to be a racist issue. When you have to show your ID if you want to go get on board an airplane, if you want to get a driver's license, if you want to go to the bank, you got to show ID.
Yeah, I mean, it's just their talking points, though. They don't like the fact that some of the doors are being closed to enable potentially fraudulent votes is the only thing I can figure. This is all about election integrity. We look, whatever the outcome of an election is the outcome. That's it is what it is. When the people speak, the people speak. But what we want is for a level playing field. We want fairness. We want honesty. We want integrity in our election system in this country. And what happened in Georgia this past election cycle was anything but that. And so this is an opportunity to clean the slate and let the voice of the people genuinely be heard to the extent that only legal ballots are cast and only legal ballots are counted. I mean, who could argue with that? That's not a partisan issue, certainly not a racial issue. It's an issue of the way our system of governance works. And it's a matter of we, the people, the consent of the governed, being able to have their voice so that the people who are representing them are genuinely who the people want.
And to that point, Congressman, you have the Rasmussen Reports survey out. 69% of black voters say they support voter ID laws. Meanwhile, you have this civil rights group, the National Black Justice Coalition, and they want the PGA Tour to strip the Augusta National of the Masters tournament. This is ludicrous.
It is ludicrous, and I've not seen what you just referenced, but look, the Masters, they're not going to change. I can just tell you that. They're all about golf. They're not about politics. They're not about any of this kind of stuff. They're going to continue doing what they do best like no other place in the world, and that is to have the greatest golf tournament in the world. So I don't think they're even blinking an eye at whatever threats people throw their way.
On the Liberty University Newsmaker line from the state of Georgia, Congressman Jody Heiss. Now, Congressman, you're getting a lot of accolades coming from President Trump and others in the Trump administration about running for Georgia Secretary of State.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited. You know, and it really comes down to right what we're talking about right here, Todd. We've just had a horrible election cycle in our state of Georgia, and it's because of some absolutely horrendous decisions that were made by our Secretary of State. And now the General Assembly is having to come up and clean up his mess, really just, again, providing evidence of the just the abysmal job that he did. And, you know, I just feel like having been on the tip of the spear of this issue from a national level, dealing with H.R. 1 for the last year and a half, and being a major point person on this election in Georgia for the last 6 months or so, it fits that I need to be the one to step up to challenge Brad Raffensperger. I'm honored to do so and looking forward to restoring integrity to the office, and indescribably honored to have President Trump's just enormous endorsement behind me. Deeply appreciative of that, and we're off to a great start.
Was that a difficult decision for you to make, leaving Congress and going back home to Georgia?
Yes and no. You know, I'm one of the greatest honor of my life is to be able to represent the incredible people of the 10th District of Georgia. They have entrusted this role to me now for four terms, and it's just I still pinch myself up in the halls of Congress every day, just in disbelief that I'm here representing Georgia. At the same time, Todd, I'm a kind of guy that it's not about power or prestige. It's not about me. We've got a major issue in the state of Georgia that needs to be restored in terms of integrity and confidence in the Secretary of State's office. And I believe I need to step up and fill the gap there and bring back security and integrity and confidence. And so, yes and no, it was a very difficult decision. At the same time, it's a decision that needs to be done. And I'm just kind of one of those who believes when there's a need, you step up to the plate and you do the best you can to fill the need. So I'm excited about the role. My wife and I obviously have spent a lot of time in prayer about this, and we believe that this is the step that the Lord has for us now, and we're entering into it with all our heart.
Well, Congressman, we're gonna miss you in the halls of Congress, but I think Georgia's going to be blessed to have you there at the Secretary of State's office.
Well, thank you very much, and you know we've got a long battle ahead of us, and we're going to give it everything we've got every day, and hopefully the people of Georgia will entrust this office to me, and you know all I can do is give my commitment that I'll do everything I can to restore integrity and confidence and security to the voters of Georgia and to the office of the Secretary of State.
All right, Congressman Jody Heiss, ladies and gentlemen, from the great state of Georgia. Congressman, thank you.
Always great to be with you, Todd. Thank you so much.
All right, good man right there, folks. And you people in Georgia are going to have a great race for the Secretary of State's office. I think he's going to make a great Secretary of State. Who knows, maybe even Governor Heiss down the road. We'll have to wait and see there. All right, before we go to break, I want to share this update with you. We've been following the Cinderella story of Oral Roberts University, a very prominent Christian school that apparently nobody in America has heard of. It's beyond me why, but Oral Roberts University, the men's basketball team, making it to the Sweet 16. They were beaten by the Arkansas Razorbacks over the weekend. And they had come under fire from a number of sports journalists, including USA Today and OutSports, over the school's Christian philosophy. And like every other Christian university in America, Oral Roberts adheres to the Bible's teachings on marriage and sex and gender. And, of course, that led to all these people going, oh, my God, Oral Roberts is gay. They're anti-gay. They hate gay people. I mean, just over and over again. So USA Today actually called on the ORU basketball team to be removed from the NCAA tournament because of their Christian beliefs. And they weren't the only ones. So anyway, look, best of luck to ORU. Congratulations on a great run. But I got to tell you something. This is something to think about here. If the NCAA can force a state to let men use the ladies' room, it does make you wonder if they will one day be able to force Christian schools to set aside or renounce their religious beliefs to play in national tournaments. All right, let's go to break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Going right to the phones. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, we have some breaking news about Captain Underpants. We'll get to that in just a moment. But right now, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Joe from Ellijay, Georgia. Joe, you've been holding on for a while, my friend. What's going on?
Todd, you have an incredible show, and Grace Baker is an incredible screener. I just want to say your interview with Jody was one of the best interviews I've ever heard in my life. And I am so excited to endorse Jody. I've known Jody probably 20 years. His family's from Ellijay. I've never known, Todd, a finer person than Jody Heiss. And I'm so excited. I'm telling everybody I know, and it's great to be on your nationwide program and to brag on Jody. He is a wonderful person, a great Christian. You know, he's a minister, but he's just nice to everybody. I mean, he doesn't, you know, some people will talk to you and then look to the other person. Jody always looks you in the eye. He's just I don't have anything but great things to say about him, and I'm so happy that you had him on, and I just want you to know I'm going to be working extremely hard to elect Jody Heiss Secretary of State of the great state of Georgia.
Well, I have to say from the national perspective, we are going to miss his voice. He was always supporting the significant issues of the day, a member of the House Freedom Caucus, and, of course, he was also a longtime supporter of Donald Trump, and that says a lot about who he is and the values that he holds dear.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But now, one good piece of good news, Paul Brown, who served before him, Paul's a great guy, and he's a good conservative just like Jody, and I'm endorsing Paul for election for Jody's place. But anyway, you're right. We'll certainly miss Jody. The Freedom Caucus is the best group going. We got a $30 trillion debt. And, boy, we need to cut spending. And, Todd, your show is just, well, you got the best. And I just appreciate so much you allowing me to participate. Great, great show.
Always glad to hear from you, Joe. Our good friend Joe from Ellijay, Georgia. And the man, I tell you what, he's a cheerleader, that guy. So, and by the way, if you haven't been to Ellijay, Georgia, one of the most beautiful areas in America, and you should go in the fall, they have a wonderful apple festival there. But better than that, you got to stop off at Colonel Poole's Barbecue, best barbecue, and you will see my name, Grace Baker. A lot of people find this hard to believe. But out of all the awards that I have received in my career.
And that's a lot.
That's a lot. But the one that I cherish the most is my pig on the Pig Hill of Fame.
What?
Mm-hmm. That's right. As a matter of fact, Joe from Ellijay sponsored me. I mean, you just can't go up there and get your name on the Pig Hill of Fame. You have to be.
Not.
No, you cannot. I think President
Very
Trump
exclusive.
Has his name up there.
Oh, that's a really big deal.
So it's a big deal. I wonder if, I haven't been up there in ages. I've got to get back there.
Take a trip.
Make sure my pig is next door to President Trump's pig. It's there you go. All right. Let's. Well, this conversation turned in a weird way. Let's go to Arkansas. Judy, what's happening?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for sponsoring Mike Lindell, continuing to sponsor him, who is continuing to sponsor Trump. I think it's great. I'm concerned about the illegal aliens. And it's a problem right now, but I think in the future, it's going to be even a bigger problem. These people are backed by a lot of money, the cartels, and I think even some of our celebrities here in the United States. And at some point in time, I believe they're going to start buying land. And I'm afraid that they could just purchase our country right out from under us. I know the Chinese already own a lot of land here. And I believe that we should set some laws that no foreign entities can own land in the United States.
Now, you see, Judy, I know that some people are sitting here listening to you right now. They're going, I don't know about this. But, Judy, I think you may be onto something. And I agree with you. I think that you need to be an American citizen to own land in the United States of America. But beyond that, and a lot of people are going to take issue with this, Judy, but a lot of people think, well, countries don't invade countries anymore. That's just old school. Nobody would ever do something like that to us. Well, Judy, I want you to think about this, and it sounds like you already have. Let's just say the government acknowledges there are around 20 million illegal aliens living in America. I think you have to multiply that number by 2 to get the actual number. And Judy, do you think it's just coincidental that all of these people by the hundreds of thousands are coming across our border just randomly? You see, I don't think that's the case at all. And I'm with you. That's why I call this an invasion. I think there's much more to this. I think this is a plan that has been developed over years, if not decades. And this very well could be an attempt by places like Mexico to reclaim territory that we took from the Mexicans.
Well, that very well could be. I hadn't thought particularly about Mexico. I was thinking more of China.
Well, the Chinese already, the Chinese, for all practical purposes, own this country anyway with the debt. But I'm talking about the physical land grab, Judy, and thank you for the call. I'm talking about the physical land grab, and I think it's a very simple thing. They want their territory back. And I say we can go ahead and give them Los Angeles. I do like San Diego. Maybe we could just carve out San Diego. But that's what ultimately I think this is all about, folks. It's an invasion. All right, I got to tell you about Captain Underpants. Are you familiar with this book, Grace Baker? This is your age group.
Well, I have heard of it. But I believe that Kyle has told me, producer Kyle, that he has read all the books. So.
Yeah, I hate to admit that when I was in school, I did read.
All right. At least you're reading something.
I'm aware of it, yes.
No, it's nothing to apologize for. It's a graphic novel for children.
Yeah.
Captain Underpants. So the author of Captain Underpants wrote another book that apparently now it's coming out that it contains harmful racial stereotypes. To Asian readers.
Oh, boy.
The Adventures of Ook and Gluck. And these are apparently cavemen who are learning kung fu.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess that's kind of like Hong Kong Fooey,
yeah.
I guess. Anyway, Scholastic is the publishing company,
oh,
and they're
boy.
Very upset. They're apologizing. They've had the book removed from its websites, and they have stopped processing orders for the book.
They better not cancel the big red dog, Clifford. That's all I got to say.
Native American dog. Native American, not red dog.
But
it's a Native American dog.
Okay.
The book follows a pair of friends who travel from 500,001 B.C. to the year 2222, where they meet a martial arts instructor who teaches them kung fu.
Oh, no.
And they learn principles found in Chinese philosophy.
This is just like amusing to me.
Yeah, folks, I'm telling you, this is just the beginning. Just the beginning. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. ToddStarch.com is the website. Check out Captain Underpants. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Grace Baker, turn your mic on.
Uh-oh.
Now, you know, normally when I get one of these rental cars,
yes,
I get the standard, you know, the standard drive. You know, yeah. I don't need anything terribly glamorous.
You just got to get from point A to point B.
Exactly. And, you know, with gas prices being, what, $3 a gallon? More than
yes.
that in some places. And so you want something economical that's going to get you from point A to point B. So I told you that Las Vegas is about 80, 90 miles from Pahrump, Nevada, where we were at with Patriot Academy mm-hmm. this past weekend. And when I got to the airport, the flight was delayed. So when I got to the airport, there was nobody there.
Uh-oh.
The Hertz rental was closed.
What?
So I ended up having to catch a taxi cab. And it turns out this other couple, they were there to get we were the two people that were supposed to get cars. And so the other couple was an elderly couple from Pennsylvania. And so we shared a cab to get to our hotel. And it turns out, by the way, they're like in their, I guess, late 70s, okay. early 80s. And they were, I said, so you guys here on vacation? They said, so no, we're getting eloped.
Oh, good.
So they
them.
Were eloping, and so good for them. So I paid for the cab fare. That was my Aww. Wedding gift. But the next morning, Hertz felt so bad, they gave me a Mustang, a 2021 Mustang.
Well, I bet you weren't complaining.
I got it up to 130 miles an hour.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the desert. Yep.
I need video of that.
So, well, there may or may not be. Let's go to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. A man who got to drive the Mustang... Our good friend, Rick Green, the founder of Rick, how's it going?
Well, I just hope there's not video of the donuts I did with your Mustang. It was fun driving it. I just hope there's no proof of the fun donuts I had.
Well, it was a lot of fun. And first of all, thank you for the invitation out there. And I got to meet so many wonderful people that were a part of the Academy for the weekend. And you guys just do a terrific job.
The fellowship is actually my favorite part, Todd. As much as I enjoy the Constitution training and the shooting of guns and having the really good handgun defense training that these instructors do, the fellowship is my favorite, just to get to be around other patriots from across the country, you know, God-fearing, Constitution-loving folks, you know, average Joe folks like us that just that really see the problems in our country and want to restore our constitutional republic, and getting to come together and realize, wow, I'm not alone. There's, you know, hundreds in just this room that feel that way, and getting to see smiling faces without masks on was just, oh, I just love it. I just love it. Anyway, we have a great time.
You know, that was a good point, and we were talking about this because in Vegas, everybody looked like they were in a bad mood because they had lost all their money. But I come out to Pahrump, and everybody's happy. They're smiling, having a good time. And again, I think you're right. There's something to this idea that we are all in this together. We're not out there by ourselves. And it's great that you guys have put together Patriot Academy. PatriotAcademy.com, by the way, folks, is the website. But you've put together this great organization that brings people together from all over America.
Yeah, I think we need to know that we're not alone. We need to know that the nation is not lost, that we have our challenges, no doubt. But sometimes you feel like everyone's lost their minds. And so it's great to be around those other folks and realize, hey, there are answers. The principles that made America great in the first place have not changed. We need to restore those principles, and that you don't have to do it by yourself. And then you get to hear great stories of people that are doing that in their neighborhoods and at their church and in their community winning on many of these fronts. So it's a very encouraging. It's kind of that iron sharpening iron. As iron sharpens iron, the countenance of one sharpens another. And it feels like that the whole time to me. And plus, they get to hear from great folks like you. I mean, they enjoy getting to hear from you. You were a hit, Todd. Thanks so much for coming out.
Well, it was my honor, and it was a lot of fun. And I plan on getting out there again so when I can spend more time out there and both my eyes are functioning correctly. And the audience knows I've been going through this eye surgery thing. But, Rick, I want you to tell our listeners.
Well, we were planning to blindfold you next time. We thought that would be more. Put you in the Mustang, blindfold you, and let you drive around this 500-acre campus and just see what happens.
That's great. I didn't want to pull a Dick Cheney, so that's I just wanted to be careful. But I want you to tell our listeners about the Front Sight Firearms Training Institute. This is an amazing facility that you guys partner with.
Yeah, we've been blessed to team up with them. I've been going out there about 10 years. I was one of those, you know, typical conservatives. As a legislator, I was championing the Second Amendment and But I didn't carry. I had my concealed carry license, but I didn't carry my weapon because I wasn't trained. I was nervous about what could happen. And I finally went out to Frontside about 10 years ago, got phenomenal training. It completely changed my attitude about those things. Totally comfortable with a firearm now. Most of our folks that we bring with us have never touched a gun before or certainly never shot one. Some that come with us have shot their whole life, and they're already pretty good, but they still get great improvements. And so what we did was we teamed up with Frontside and created this thing called Constitutional Defense of Your Family and Freedom. And it's a combo of constitutional knowledge. I call it intellectual ammunition, learning the things we need to know to defend the Constitution itself and to persuade others to do the same. But then at the same time, get the physical training to know how to defend your family, to know how to defend your family at home or be able to carry a concealed weapon and defend your family in the grocery store, Walmart, wherever it may be. And we're very much about doing that safely and effectively and very excited. I mean, we've had thousands of people go out there with us and go through this training. I've never had somebody say, I wish I hadn't gone. In fact, most of them come back and go more than once. So it's a wonderful time, a fellowship, but it really will give you skills that you never thought could get, and also just get that constitutional knowledge that's so important.
Now, one of the things that really impressed me, I just assumed I would be speaking to, you know, a room full of guys, but I mean, it looked to me like there were more women than men at the event this past weekend.
It surprises me every time, Todd. We have probably, I think our numbers break down to about 55% women and 45% men. The women outnumber the men. And believe it or not, it's often the wife that's calling in and saying, I want our family to go to this, and dragging the husband along. And it's great. It's family time. You can be 11 years old and be on the range. So a lot of folks bring their kids. I've had some of my best father-son time and father-daughter time. I had someone out there at the last class, 89 and a half years old. This past week when you were there, I had someone that was 81. So it's all ages. And definitely, you know, men and women both. And honestly, from a personal perspective, I really want the women to get trained because, I mean, the firearm is the great equalizer. If you do ever end up in that situation, my prayer is that none of your listeners ever would. But, you know, we have to recognize there really are 1.2 million violent crimes a year in America. And that was before this last year of all the riots and everything. And it's a good precaution. There's a good proverb in the good book that says a prudent person foresees danger and takes precautions. A fool or a simpleton walks blindly on and suffers the consequences. And I used to be that simpleton, just thinking, I don't need to do that sort of thing. I'm so glad that I found Frontside, and I want as many people as possible to go. And if they go with us, Todd, they do it for a tenth of the price. That course that we had last week for everybody is normally $1,000. We do it for only $99. So it's very inexpensive to go. We do a little bit longer course that's normally $2,000, and we do it for $199. So we literally do it for a tenth of the normal price. We want people to get this training and get the education.
Yeah, it really is a fascinating thing. And again, it's just the way you deliver the information on the Constitution, bringing in all the quotes from our founding fathers. It just really comes alive as you're sitting there. It was just really, for me, that was sort of my jam, is just sitting there soaking in all the knowledge from those seminars.
Well, I enjoy tag teaming with you as well. I think they got the 1-2 punch, the green Starnes combo, Starnes green combo. I mean, no, it was so fun. And you could tell, I know you noticed it as well, but just people's eyes would light up. And
oh, yeah.
They would get excited about the information itself because it really did. It made them feel like kind of that confirmation in their gut that, you know, I've been hearing all year long how bad America is, how evil we are. And all of a sudden, when I get the real history, I knew in my gut I should be proud to be an American. I knew we had done things to save the whole world and defeated Nazism and communism and despotism. But, man, it just sounds like we're evil. And so all of a sudden, when they get the truth, they go, okay, yeah, I can feel good about being an American. And I can be a part of the solution to save America, to restore this constitutional republic. And that's why they leave excited, going back into their communities then to be the catalyst for that. We teach them how to be Constitution coaches, where they host the classes in their living room and get other people to learn those things. So it really is a purpose-oriented program. But even if somebody just wants to come just for themselves, just to get that handgun training or just to get that individual constitutional knowledge, we'd love to have them with us.
All right, folks, patriotacademy.com is the website, and it's one-stop shopping. All of the events are there, some incredible materials. I think I got all your books, Rick. It's great reading. And we're hoping that a lot of our listeners start signing up for these terrific courses.
We'd love to have them. Our next one is April 25th. So, folks, if you want to go, you got to get signed up in the next about 10 days. I think it has to be 2 weeks before. And then we'll be back, you know, in May and June. But April will be the last one that's not super hot. So if you want to come with some good weather, join us April 25th. We'd love to have you.
Love it. All right, Rick, as always, appreciate you. And we're going to get you back on real soon.
Sounds good, Todd. Keep up great work. We'll see you soon.
All right, Rick Green, the founder of Patriot Academy, patriotacademy.com. Grace Baker, you would have loved it out there.
Oh, why so?
It was just, you know, I mean, it was guns and God and good people. And
sounds like a party.
I was, you know, they pair you up. So we were in groups of, oh gosh, I would say, oh, 40. It was about 40 people.
Okay.
So there were about 300, 400 people in the group. And so they divided us up, and we had, I think, four or five coaches, instructors that worked with us. And we had to pair off. And so I got paired with this sweet grandma from Spokane, Washington.
Nice.
And so the way it works is you are the other person's coach.
Sure.
So they literally take you through step-by-step gun training,
nice.
Gun safety. And, you know, you're supposed to tell the person, you know, when they're doing something right, wrong, stop, you know, all that
kind
of stuff.
That's cool.
And the number one thing is don't bleed on people. That was the number one rule.
Yeah, that's kind of important.
It makes sense.
But it was beautiful out there, too.
Yes. You know, it's interesting. I prepared for the desert. I didn't prepare for, like, winter in the desert.
Oh.
And so that wind, you know, that it's just a constant wind gust.
Yes.
And so I guess it was very nice. It was maybe in the 60s and the 70s. Beautiful weather.
Nice.
Beautiful weather. But I'm getting ready to, like, aim my gun at somewhere, and all of a sudden I hear in my ear, no, honey.
Oh.
It was the grandma. No, honey.
No, honey.
No, honey. Don't do that.
Wait a minute.
Don't point your gun
Hold
in that
your horses.
Direction. Don't do that. But I realized Pahrump is where a guy named Art Bell, many of our listeners are familiar with Art Bell, who used to host a long-time overnight radio program across America on the paranormal, aliens and all that kind of whatnot. And so he lived in Pahrump. And Grace, I have to tell you that so Pahrump is a small town.
Okay.
Maybe about 30,000 people.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
And, I mean, the Holiday Inn Express was the hotel in town.
Oh.
That was it. So you're about 80 miles from Vegas in the middle of the desert. So to get to where the gun ranges were,
mm-hmm.
about another 30 miles into the desert on a private road, which is that they had that straightaway. So I figured private road, straightaway.
Sure.
Let's see what we can do in the Mazda. I mean, in the Mazda.
I'm about to say a Mazda.
The Mustang.
You mean the Mustang?
The Mustang.
I was like, man, you took a Mazda out and did this?
Took the Mustang out for it.
That makes more sense.
So anyway, I was out there and I'm like, aren't there any aliens out there? You know, you just kind of look up into the sky, you know.
Well, you've seen the reports lately, right?
I've seen the reports. It's not out of the ordinary because, you know, that's where they show up. Never in Vegas. You know, the aliens are always out in the countryside.
Oh, well, they want a party, too.
Well, I reckon so. But no aliens. But it was a great trip and a lot of fun. And I did let Rick. He had to go and get something. And I'm like, you want to take the Mustang? He was like, can I take the Mustang?
He's
and
like,
I'm
like, yeah, I want to take the Mustang.
Yep. So good fellow right there. It was a lot of fun. We need to take the whole crew out there. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, work trip. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. I love it. AR-15s.
Could you?
I'm just saying. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, President Biden is attempting to speak right now. We are monitoring this. The president is now calling on state and local officials to re-implement mask mandates if they have already been rescinded. Let me just say something about this. spring break in Florida, there was all sorts of mayhem and debauchery. We covered it all on this radio program over the past couple of weeks. There was not a super spreader event. Tens of thousands of people have not come down with the China virus. Texas has been open for business for quite some time now. There have been no super spreader events there. And I will say, based on my observations in Las Vegas, no one was wearing a face burqa. So I'm wondering if this is really that big of a deal after, oh, geez, Lou, I'm watching him walk off the stage right now. And this is horrible. Biden couldn't take his face mask off. It latched onto one ear. This is very sad, very unfortunate. Not a good look for the president either. So anyway, a reporter shouted out, do you believe some states should pause their reopening efforts? And his answer is yes, indeed. So, you know, Grace, I know that you mentioned, I was listening to you on our morning show on KWAM, and you mentioned that you were out and about. You went to one of the popular watering holes in town.
Yes.
To watch, I guess, the University of Memphis Tigers.
Yeah, they played in the NIT championship, so I went to watch.
Go Tigers, go.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm just curious. People there, a lot of people there?
Yes, pretty much full capacity.
Nobody wearing a mask.
No, just if they, you know, walked it into the bathroom or something, they'd put it on, but not while they were sitting at the tables, and especially not outside on the patio.
It felt normal. It felt normal.
And it was nice.
Very nice.
I missed that.
And you wonder where all of this is going. You know, again, the science is not there to back up any of these orders. None whatsoever.
You got to let people make their own decisions at some point.
When I was in the airport, I was just fascinated by the constant barrage of announcements that if you do not wear your mask, you will be subject to civil or criminal penalties.
My goodness.
I mean, they're talking about literally arresting people for not wearing a face mask.
Yep.
This is nonsense. It's nonsense.
We've seen fights break out about it on both sides. Just people get so fired up about it.
So I flew American Airlines out, and enough of that. So I flew Delta back.
Oh,
I did. I canceled my ticket on American. I said, forget this.
Delta,
do you know
best.
They literally had people packed into? So again, you're side by side.
Yeah.
Three to a row.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Exactly. I flew recently too, and that was the case.
But at Delta, but I will say this: they did allow you to have something to drink, like a Dr. Pepper or whatever. But on Delta, they still have the middle seat empty.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't mind that.
No, that's not but in first class, you only have to have one seat, so you have an empty seat next to you, which is very nice.
Sure.
But I asked the lady, because I was not feeling very well, and so I said, do you have any aspirin or anything? And she said, oh, I wish I could give you a ginger ale, but we're not allowed to.
Oh,
so they don't give you beverages except for water on Delta.
What's the difference?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think they just don't want to pass it out.
It's all very sad. But trust me, after this weekend, I could have used two Baptist martinis. All right, folks, I got to scoot out of here. Been a great day. Get out there. Enjoy your afternoon. Face burqa free. Be good, America. This is the Todd Stern Show.